a midnight hour. Hold on, people, this a midnight hour.
Say what?
It's a midnight hour. Hold on, people, this a midnight hour. It's a midnight hour. Hold on, people, this a midnight hour.
Say what?
It's a midnight hour. Hold on, people, this a midnight hour. It's a midnight hour. Hold on, people, this a midnight hour.
Say what?
Midnight hour. Hold on, people, this is midnight hour.
215.
Yo, what up, man? You already know, man. This your boy, Young Highs, back in the game like I never motherfucking left, man. You already know, this the Midnight Hour 215, where we are the word of the underdog. We let everybody speak their mind any way, shape, and form, whichever the way that you feel. Just know, if I criticize you or make fun of your shit, it is what it is. You got your opinion, I got mine. But we here to ride out, rock out like it's no tomorrow, play underground hip hop and R&B, and thank nothing but God for a new day. Whoever you pray to, God, Buddha, Allah, whoever you pray to, just thank God for a new day. But on that note, I just want to get the people involved. So let's see what's on the people's mind today. That's all we could do.
They're talking about,
let's go,
you know, the hypocrisy of how, oh, love is love. So is bombing my church love?
Nah.
It's saying that they're gonna rape children. Is that love? It's saying coming for your kids love? Is the government promoting pedophilia love? Is the government promoting Balenciaga that exploited little kids love? Is the government that's really promoting trans to dance half naked on little kids and full grown ass parents are allowing that? Is that love, bro? Because in my moral compass, according to the Bible, when you have a full grown man that's a transgender reprobate, disgusting animal that God says he is, a pedophile, and you're allowing your little child to see that?
Man, you a little bit out of pocket. Like I said, man, your belief is your belief, you know what I mean? I'm going to let you keep on going, but you got a couple more times to get wild, and then that's it, you know what I mean? You already know how it go.
You're a pervert yourself, according to God. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying, like, these people that I see on TV that are allowing that filthy crap, it's poisoning our families, bro, to accept this crap. And the fact that you said, you know, because I thought you were going to say something different, that, you know, Latinos and blacks and whites are waking up. I thought you were going to say that, because me pointing that is that, okay, look, it's not me being racist or nothing right. Like that, right?
Right.
But I came to understanding that majority of the black community was once voting nothing but Democrats. Now they're switching to Republican, like Donald Trump, which I don't support Donald Trump, like, on everything, because he supports the enemy too, like the LGBT group. But other than that, I support his ideas about small government.
He pretty much support himself. That's all Trump do. He support himself.
You know, more prosperity to the low income, hardworking class. Right? You know, all these fucking politicians in the past, all they do is promise. Obama promised, he never did shit. The Bush, he fucking lied. 9/11. All these fucking, you know, people are just the same puppets for the government. But finally, you know, we have an independent guy, like, you know, I'm not gonna say, hey, Donald Trump is a god or nothing, bro, but I'm talking about when you listen to his speech about, look at me, I'm ranting against the government. If you hear Trump, you know, I'm not saying, hey, I approve of him, but I'm just saying the ideas is what the government's scared of, bro. So me telling you this is because as you being part of the black community group, me being in the Latino group, I wish we could all came together through Christ, because that's the only way we're gonna make true change according to the Bible. We're not gonna have true change talking about politics.
Brother, you doing a lot of Jesus speak, man. understand. I'm gonna let you slide with the Obama shit. He did a lot for your people. I'm gonna let him slide. I'm gonna let you slide on that. Gotta let you slide right now. Cause I done looked up with a lot of people for talking shit about, you know what I mean, Obama. You feel me? But I'm gonna let you slide on that. I'll give you a couple more words. Then we're gonna move on to the next person.
We're not gonna have true change in life talking about vain things that doesn't profit God. The things that profit God is evangelizing, preaching the gospel, getting people saved, converting people from, for example, like the Catholic or converting people from Muslim.
Not conversion, man. I gotta get you up out of here. Fuck that. You ain't converting nobody, bro.
Thank God he's fucking gone. Thank God he's gone. He talked about God a lot. I ain't even gonna get into that. Of how, all right, so yeah, we had to kick that real bad, but I ain't gonna get into that. I'm gonna just get into another one and see who pops up. Let's see the next person that pops up. Please don't be this next motherfucker. All right, I just got done dealing with a Jesus freak just a couple minutes ago. So yeah,
Jesus freak.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with God itself. But to have God put,
you said Jesus.
See,
Jesus and God, two different people.
They are two different people.
They one and the same, but they two different people.
Understandable, but to use him or their words to push your own or physical agenda is two different things. This person using their name to push their own agenda, because like I always tell people,
that's what drives people away.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that. That's what drives people away from being taught about Jesus.
That's the crazy part. I don't talk about Jesus. I don't talk about Christ. I don't talk about none of that. You know why? It stays up here. How do you keep the soul pure from other temptations of driving you madly insane or having you do the things that you do? Keep it up here.
There's another person talking about getting saved. Why are y'all doing this?
Getting saved.
There ain't no saving. Know why? He made you. I can't believe I'm on another one of these topics.
I'm not gonna be like him.
I understand. But he made you.
I'm gonna tell you. Yeah, getting saved is gonna get you to that point.
Ain't no saving. He made you, and look, he made to a certain point. To a certain point, he made you in his image.
Right. Heaven and hell, right?
How?
Nick. We don't know until we die.
Exactly. So how? You ain't there yet.
It's called faith.
Faith was made up by preachers. Look. Faith was made up by preachers. Preachers made the word of faith for a reason. They made the word faith up for a reason. How? Look, God don't need the money. The preacher need the money. God don't need it. He don't ask for nothing.
That's not why they work.
Faith ain't nothing. The word faith ain't nothing but a handout.
Yeah, only see the surface.
How?
Because the money is only to keep the church running.
You can do it for free. You can do it for free.
No, you can't.
How?
So do you live in your house for free?
Kind of, sort of, yet.
They can't.
How?
So you ain't got a mortgage.
No.
You ain't got no rent.
No.
Remember that. No, because you sell them.
No, I don't. Look. I completely own this motherfucker. I could blow this bitch up to smithereens if I feel like it.
So you ain't got no rent.
No rent. I own this bitch.
You ain't got no mortgage.
No.
How don't you have no mortgage?
Because it's paid off. Completely. Paid off.
Okay. I give you that.
Paid off. paid off. If what Uncle Elroy say on Friday, paid off. I'm the only nigga in El Mundo paid off.
I said I give you that.
All right.
But no. Other people got mortgages and rent. What they gotta do? Pay it.
He can live in the church. He can live in the church.
The church is not paid off.
The church is automatically owned by the government. The church is owned by the government. Yes, yes. Every church is owned by the government.
Let me tell you that. No, that's not true.
So, okay, look, the church. All right. So look, coming from a person who majority of his father's side of the family is either preachers or whatever, and this is what pisses them off because I don't go to church no more.
Let me tell you this. I'm a preacher's kid. My daddy is a pastor.
Okay.
He owns his own church.
Okay.
He gotta pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
He gotta pay all that stuff.
If you gotta pay the mortgage, you don't own it. Look. If you got
I know he don't own it. Yeah. You right. He don't. But he gotta pay.
Who owned the bank?
Tithes come in at.
Look, who owned the bank? He could go work a regular job.
Not everybody has the same.
I understand, brother. I understand.
And we cool. I'm not trying to be like at last
night. I get you and I understand.
Don't talk about me to the next person.
I won't. We here. Look. Skin here. Alright? But look, the church, anytime that a church gets a loan and the loan is automatically accepted to either buy a church or anything other underneath that state, the state owns that church. If the bank repossesses your church, it is not given back to the bank. It is given back to the state. And that state that owns that bank, that owns by the government, the government can easily swoop in and take whatever, even if you are, let's say, a person run off and they're trying to hide or whatever, and they go into the church for certain reasons. The cops, there's only two things that the law can do to undermine those certain situations to get inside that church and do what they need to do. First, I wasn't thinking deep enough. Now I'm thinking too deep. No, I'm actually giving you the true fact of what goes on.
I never said you was thinking deep. I say now you thinking too deep.
Yeah, first I wasn't thinking deep, or I was getting into it too much. Now, wow. I'm getting to the point. What's good?
Honestly, just on the games right now, just kicking back, bro.
All right.
Shit, it sounded like you was talking about some deep shit. You feel me? Let me interrupt.
No, we had a couple weeks. Well, first we had a Jesus freak, then we had a preacher's kid come in and verse him for a minute. I wasn't trying to be on the point of God, but at the same single time, that as half of my father's side of the family are preachers and deacons and bishops and shit. I kept on telling them, I'm like, do you know your church is owned by God? Do you know your church is owned by the government?
I was going to say, because my church is my temple.
Right. So basically, when I was like, yeah, my mental state of how I keep everything up top, I was like, look, he's like, they both kept on saying getting saved. I was like, there is no saving. I was like, he made me in his image. So for the fucked up person I am, if I ain't a child molester or none of the other fucking crazy shit to go on, that's the other nigga work. But
like real talk, the Ten Commandments, they're pretty damn basic. You feel me? Like but they're very specific.
Right. So he was like, how else am I supposed to keep this church open? You don't gotta take tithes and offerings to keep the church open. Yes, we do call those donations. We do call them donations, but donations don't have you driving around in a motherfucking $400,000 car. Okay, you want to donate me a car, donate it directly to the church because you're treating your car because that's going to be a tax write-off. I'm sorry, my brother. You shouldn't get no tax write-off on this. If your whole congregation ain't riding around in motherfucking Benzos,
then you doing something fucking wrong.
Exactly. Why is the preacher rich, but is the mama with fucking five kids having fucking trouble issues because she had fuck-ass baby daddies? Turn your car in. Go get this nigga some.
Yeah, no. Go get them some shit. I'm hitting that favorite right now, bro, because my nigga got some wisdom on him. That's the only reason I give a fuck.
OG, what up?
Real talk. Nah, this shit is... It's backwards nowadays, bro. Real talk. The fact, like you said, the fact that our preachers is sitting here, all you're supposed to be doing is giving us the truth and the basic instructions before leaving Earth. But why is it that you are richer than everybody in this motherfucker? Oh yeah, nah. Like, it's completely backwards. Nah,
like I got a non-profit, but guess what? I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna tell you this because everybody else that I'm versing don't know this. We on a radio show at the same time. These are pre-recorded episodes for everything else. So yep. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I have a nonprofit. It is called 143 Heart Legendary. What you do not know, 143 is another way of saying I love you. How you say I love you back? 1432. All denominations. Hey, all.
So you're a numerology type of person.
Right.
My other LLC is fucking 4x2.
Right.
You feel me? Four times two is eight. You feel me? And then that's my life path. That's my everything. Yeah, nah, most definitely. Numbers got a lot to do with... Numbers don't lie. It's the only thing in the world that won't.
Right. So as I make money, let somebody buy a shirt. If I see a mom that don't got shit, my nonprofit works together to get this mom some shit and get her out the fucking situation. It is not... Like, I tell anybody, it is not that motherfucking hard. Okay? My nonprofit works on getting families, children, even if you ain't got family. I mean, even if you ain't got children, you ain't family, nothing. We see you through hard times. We ain't falling for the pump fake, none of that shit. We see this shit, and in the months of we see this shit, we give the money that is needed. We write a check. If a check cannot be written for you due to other circumstances or your old money or whatever situation, then we work out another way to get you what you need so you can be in a good place. Okay. We ain't helping out people that just trying to buy a home. We not them motherfuckers. We are the people that want to see everybody at a single time be great in their own skin. And the only thing we ask for you is to pass it on motherfucking forward. That is it. Anything else you do in the name of my Brandon, fuck yourself, okay? Don't take money out of other people's pockets that we're trying to give it to. What's good? What's good? What's good, homie?
All right, so I'm just going to start out by saying I don't like you. You got something weird.
Ah, gotcha. you one of them niggas. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, homie. Gotcha.
Huh? You thought I was joking?
Nah, nigga, you good, my nigga. You good.
I think there was a misconception somewhere there.
Ain't no misconception, my G. Ain't no misconception.
Hey, pass the weed, you gotta go, nigga.
What?
Pass the motherfucking weed. You over there hogging the blunt, nigga. You heard what the fuck I said, nigga. Like, you took like four hits, nigga. Why did you say four, nigga? Three is enough, nigga. Like, why is you hitting it four times, dog?
Nigga, it look. You ain't put, as Smokey said, you ain't put in on this, man. You ain't put in on this.
I heard the fuck
if we look, nigga, if we was in the same room right now, nigga, yeah, I'll let you take a zip, motherfucker, home, nigga, just because you the dog. But you know what I mean, all my niggas eat, You know what I mean, now no paid in full type shit, but all my niggas eat.
Right.
You gotta have that hustle, that grind, no backstabbing shit. You're a backstabber, you got to go. You feel me?
Yeah, we on that paid in full shit over here, though. I can't really.
Oh, dog. Paid in full, they was backstabbers, bro. It was all back.
No, I'm not saying like that, but I'm saying we all eat, to like, for real, though.
Yeah.
And I know what happened, paid in full, but, you know, that's the kind of shit that happens if you don't make the right choices.
Watch your circle, you know what I mean?
You know, honestly, dude, that's just a movie. You know, if you eating like that, niggas know they eating like that, niggas, you can't have nothing but benefit from having that person around. They ain't finna do all that.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit wild. Like, hey, nigga,
everybody,
it happens, yeah, but not when you're making money like that.
Everybody want to be that nigga sometimes. Like, I run across that shit on a day-to-day of my life. Everybody want to be that nigga. You know what I mean? Everybody had that point.
But look, man, I'm just saying, like, if you smart and somebody getting money and you know they getting money, what's the point if everybody eating? That don't even make no sense. Everybody know that. You ain't supposed to bite the hand that feeds you.
Hey, but if you can replace that hand with another hand and it's your hand, niggas gonna do it.
Then you're gonna be down a hand because two hands is better than one. That don't even make any sense. That just sound like a dummy math. Sound like dummy math.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a solid nigga beside me, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to war with somebody, you feel me? Like, come on, man. Two hands is better than one. You ain't supposed to bite the hand to feed you regardless of if you got something yourself.
Shit.
That ain't supposed to be that. You know, if it's one thing if the person didn't ask you for nothing. Like, nigga, if I ain't got my hand out, don't. You know what I'm saying? All right, that mean I don't want nothing from you.
Right.
You know, I get it. But, like, if you in there doing business with somebody or something, and you going to bite his hand, like, dude, the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Some of my business partners had to get cut off. You feel me?
Yeah, because all money not good money. Somebody might be giving you money for certain reasons and shit. But if it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it sometimes.
Yeah, right. Feel you on that? Absolutely doing the utmost. Hey, how you doing? How you feeling? How your day going?
I just woke up for real out of a Kush coma. About to smoke myself back into one.
Oh, the Kush coma, the best coma there is to be in.
You know it.
I understand. Look, I don't need to be in no Kush coma. I'm gonna ask you what I ask everybody else. During this situation, what's the word
I gotta be in one? My mom too wild, so I be having to tame myself, and it's, you know, so
yeah. What's the word of the day? I just like what's your message for the word of the day?
My message and word of the day is, let me think. I guess you always gotta follow your mind, follow your first instinct.
Follow your mind. See, I understand that and I get that because I follow my gut on a lot of shit. Sometimes the food, sometimes the pussy.
Hey, my gut tell me every motherfucking thing. And I had dreams. The shit weird. Hey. I don't know. It tell me everything. I had a boyfriend for about 2 years. Man, I knew when the nigga was cheating. I knew when he was lying. And he looked at me like, what the fuck is up? Like, he thought I was a psychic or something. Like, this shit is crazy. Trust your gut.
It's that intuition. I always call it Spidey sense. The reason why, I don't know why, but the reason why I call it Spidey sense is not because I'm an anime nigga and I watch that shit, but it's, you know what I mean?
It makes sense. It reminds you of that.
Yeah.
You see the waves coming on the cartoon and you see the evil alert. I get what you're going with it.
Yeah, see the motherfuckers that's around you. I see the bullshit. Look, I tell anybody this. Let my wife cheat on me. Nigga, every day I have a thought as I step outside my motherfucking door. If a nigga is in my house when I'm not here and she don't tell me, or if I find out, because we got cameras everywhere. But if I find out...
Oh, the nigga, let me tell you how the nigga played me on that. I got cameras, too. The nigga unplugged the Wi-Fi talking about, oh, the game fucking up. I need to reset the Wi-Fi. So my cameras go out for 30 minutes, and he done fucked somebody real quick.
See? Mm-mm.
But I already knew it was happening. I told him, go ahead. I was waiting for him to tell me the truth. I want a nigga that can ride or die, tell me the truth. Be mad enough to roll and say what you gonna do.
Right.
Because I bring a nigga in here and say, hey, we about to have a threesome. Everybody take their clothes off. I'm that cold. So why can't you be that nigga?
Hey, that's, hey. Orgy for the party. You know what I mean?
Because some people ain't like kidding. The one-on-one. Everybody attracted to everybody. I get it. But that's the ones you say no to. If you don't like my bitch and you don't like what I got going on, then move around. You don't fucking go let that bitch suck you in and lose everything you just had. It was, I was trying to teach the nigga, but he ain't want to learn. You can't teach a whole new truth.
I don't know. My marriage shit is way different. Like,
well, yeah, you're married, so yeah, I can see that.
No, I had my whole moments. I had my whole moments. Ain't the point.
I'm gonna save you.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm a favor too. It ain't a point where I was not hoeing, okay? I want to let you know that. It was not a point that I was not hoeing. I stopped hoeing and tricking and getting my body right and soul sucked out by these motherfucking women out here when I got married, okay? When I got married. When I was engaged, I wasn't doing none of that shit. I want to keep that shit on the books just in case my wife watched this motherfucking episode. Yes, really. I was still hoeing and tricking. Let's say that. I don't really believe in titles, but I believe in that shit just a little bit. You know what I mean? What up?
What up, though?
What's good?
Shit, bullshit, and I got questions, though.
What's up? All
right. You and Medea, the last two people left on Earth, and stuff for y'all to repopulate. What you doing?
No, nigga, you gotta say that shit slower, bro.
I say you and Medea, the last two people left on Earth, and stuff for y'all to repopulate. What y'all doing?
It ain't getting repopulated. It ain't getting repopulated, my G.
I'm not.
What you mean, why not? You said me and Medea. That's a nigga in a dress. Can't be. Can't.
My bad, bro. I said the wrong name. My fault, bro.
Can't.
I meant to say you and Rescution.
No, that bitch burning. That bitch burning.
Rescution burning?
Yeah.
How she burning?
She burning. She got burnt. No.
How she get burnt?
I read the book. That bitch burning. I'm good.
This nigga said the book. Is the book of Norbit?
Huh? No, it's a book that Norbert was based off of in the real life joint. They just took it and made it fiction. But I ain't fuck with that. In real life, that bitch got burnt. I'm good. Give me another chick, and we'll see about that.
All right, Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. God damn it. My kids gonna come out. All the kids in the earth gonna come out looking old. They're gonna look like 75 in the face. Shit. Fuck it. I do Wendy. If Method Man can do Wendy, I do Wendy. Fuck you mean?
Who said Method Man did Wendy?
Method Man fucked the shit out of Wendy Williams.
How you know that?
There's a whole joint that tells you Method Man and Wendy Williams used to date. Method Man used to get his dick. Wendy Williams used to be a party girl. And she used to go to all the half of the Wu-Tang Jones, and Wendy Williams used to suck Method Man the fuck off. If I say it like this, if Method Man would fuck her, so would I. I don't give a fuck. Get me high first.
This nigga said that Method Man we trust.
Exactly.
That's insane.
And Method Man we trust. That's it. Shit. If ODB fucked her, I ain't doing it. You know what I mean?
You gotta be a New York nigga.
No, not a New York nigga.
You from like the outskirts of Connecticut?
Nah, not even. I put it like this. From a person who actually met these motherfuckers like multiple times out of my life, I don't trust no bitch. They be like, yeah, she A1. This bitch could suck a golf ball through a goddamn garden hose. I fuck with that. Oh yeah, give me her, give me that one, give me that one. I gotta fuck with it. I mean, if she for the crew, she for the crew.
You want a bitch who can suck a golf ball through a garden hose?
Yeah, that means she could take my soul. You can take the soul. It's already to God, but you can take the motherfucker anyway. Shit, I'm keeping it 100 on this motherfucker.
What's poppin'?
What's up? Yo, like I ask everybody else anytime I verse them, yo, what's the word of the day? What's the words of the day?
Shit. A lot of words for the day. To be honest, I mostly tell niggas about these bitches. The word of the day is don't trust these bitches.
Damn, what a bitch do to you?
A lot, but
shit. I can't talk. I had a bitch try to have my brothers throw me off a bridge before, so I can't talk.
That's the least. I'm talking about. You ever had a bitch you fucking with going in the club compartment and still mad shit?
Mad shit? Look. A bitch got her brothers to try to throw me off a bridge. Understand. Fuck the glove compartment. She tried to end my life.
That's regular though.
That ain't regular.
That's what comes with when you deal with. That's how I don't deal with bitches with a lot of brothers, or the only girl. I don't know.
She wasn't the only girl. I got caught because I fucked her sister. That's the only problem.
See, that's different. You trying to have incest run around the family?
No. No, I wasn't. She was just all right. The first sister was just a smasher, and she knew that. She caught feelings. I didn't. So, she already knew her sister had a crush on me. And I already told her, yo, look, if your sister try to fuck me, I'm not going to tell her no. Bam. Did I not tell the truth? I gave you the truth. I gave you the scenario straight from the rip. So, bam, shit happened. Fuck the sister. Shorty found out. She ain't say nothing to me for a couple days. Then turned around. And I guess her and her sister had an argument. And then I don't know what the fuck her sister said, but that bitch came after me.
You probably ate it, that's why.
I ain't done. No.
You was eating it?
Nope.
The booty?
Nope.
You sucking the toes?
Nope.
You sucking the breasts?
Yes, you know. They was very healthy. In the titty area in that family, okay? Shit. They were pretty healthy in the titty area. So, yes, I damn well did my shit. Thank you, Candy. You know, Candy's pretty healthy in the titty area, too, and she knows it. And I wanted to put a titty in my hand. You know? Candy gonna put a titty in my hand. We're gonna talk about that later.
Take Candy on a date.
Huh?
Take me on a date.
Who, Candy?
Yeah.
Man, if Candy wanna go on a date, she already know what to do. All she got to do is say, I wanna go on a date. That's it.
Take her on a date.
Nah.
She not gonna tell you, nigga. You just gotta do it sometimes.
Nah, she gotta tell me. She gotta tell me. I ain't feeling to waste no money. She gotta tell me. Candy, if you don't tell me, is, you know what I mean? Words from the chats and comments, you feel me?
Oh, man. Chilling like a million.
I mean, yo, what's the word of the day? What, you know what I mean?
I was about to tell you, chilling like a million, trying to grind to a billion.
All right, I mean, word of the day is get that money, do by any means. All right, gotcha.
Oh, we need a word. If you need a word. Oh, man, I got one I'm working on right now for a lot of people, man.
What's the word?
There's going to be people in your life that will regret how they treated you.
I can see that. My word is normally hustle until they ask you, are you hiring? That's my shit.
Come on.
You know what I mean? And
hustle until they ask me.
Am I hiring?
Bro.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
I mean, and plenty, like, my brother done recently asked me, yo, you got any extra side jobs for me? Nope. I don't. I love my brother. I do, but.
Can't work with family.
No, it ain't even the can't work with family. Nigga, when I was down and out and I asked you, a nigga who fixed automotive shit.
Come on.
Yo, look, you got any extra side jobs you need any help with? Any extra cars you need help with? No. Yeah, nigga, I ain't broke, but I'm just trying to get a little extra money, nigga. I'm trying, right. You know, I'm trying to get a little extra little bag real quick.
Yeah.
Motherfucker told me, yo, let me check the weather. I'm going to hit you back. Motherfucker fell asleep. Dang. He didn't even tell me when he woke the fuck up.
That's cool.
I was like, all right. Nigga turned around. I had a show in Denver. Had a stand-up comedy show in Denver. Came back. He said, yo, you got any extra work? Nah, nigga. I had 3 extra shows I had to do that day. Nah, bro. I ain't got shit. You can't do nothing for me. Can't.
That's why that word come in handy. They got some people in life that will regret how they treated you.
I say Madea get the best. Madea gave the best. Life shit, which is some people like leaves, some people like branches. Now anybody on Tag No and all this other any other weird that we streaming right now, I got a giant ass family. We are Black, Native American, little bit Cambodian, which is Hmong. So we from Hawaii.
Yes, sir.
And Spanish. And some little couple other things in my family. So we a big family. You know, some old motherfuckers, you know, we big. I ain't big no more. I'm small now. But we big. Understand, I don't fuck with all y'all. Some of y'all like leaves. Some of y'all like branches. Some of y'all gonna fall to the ground. And bitch, I ain't gonna pick you the fuck back up.
Bro.
That's how it is.
Facts. Family or not.
Family, friends, mate, people I made in the family. That's how it go. You got, you know what I mean? When you gotta go.
Look out for self, you must look out for self.
Exactly.
And self means self-eliminating life's failures.
They failed in life.
If not now, then when?
Exactly.